This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on the program, a garden in Los Angeles becomes the setting for an Oscar-nominated documentary. But first, California has finally passed a state budget by a one-vote margin. First came a late-night vote in the Senate. Then, in less than an hour, the budget deal was approved by the Assembly this morning. Here to talk about the politics behind the budget deal is reporter Mike Zappler of the San Jose Mercury News. He joins us now from Sacramento. And Mike, tell us what happened in the last 24 hours to make this deal possible.
It's been a whirlwind 24 hours. Basically, the budget agreement was one vote short in the Senate of approval, and for the last 5 days, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Democratic leaders in the legislature have been furiously searching for that last vote. They zeroed in on two Republican senators who had kind of indicated that they might be willing to vote for the higher taxes, about $14 billion in taxes included in this budget deal. And finally, after some raw political horse trading, they were able to reach a deal yesterday with Abel Maldonado from San Luis Obispo. Essentially, the deal involves something that has little to do with the state budget.
And what exactly did Senator Maldonado want for his one vote?
He wanted two basic political reforms. The major one is called an open primary electoral system. And essentially what that means, instead of having Democrats run against Democrats and Republicans against Republicans in primary elections in the state, you would throw all of them into the mix, and the top two vote-getters would advance to the general election. And the idea, if you believe proponents, is that it would allow kind of more moderate candidates to survive what are now partisan primary elections. Instead, you would be catering to kind of a more moderate, wider electorate in the primary.
So finally, there is a budget. How has Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger reacted to this?
He hasn't said a whole lot yet, but I know that his staff is celebrating. This is a huge win for the governor. The framework is essentially what he's been calling for months. He's been urging both political parties to come out of their ideological corners. This has been his calling card for the past year. And if you look at the outline that he unveiled 3 months ago, that this budget blueprint is essentially everything that he asked for. It's a major win for the governor.
And in this latest version of the budget, who are the big winners and losers?
Aside from Governor Schwarzenegger, obviously Abel Maldonado is a huge winner. A day ago, if you were to talk to Democrats in the state Senate, they would have told you there's no way that they would go along with this open primary system. A day later, the Democratic leader is meeting with them face-to-face and telling them they better get on board. So that Abel Maldonado emerged a huge winner in this. The losers, there are actually quite a few losers in this. The Democrats, while they got some temporary tax increases, which they've been pushing for, they agreed to some pretty deep cuts to government services, and they gave up to Republicans a spending cap, which Democratic liberal interest groups oppose.
Mike Zappler of the San Jose Mercury News. He spoke to us from the state capitol in Sacramento. Thanks so much, Mike.
Sure.
Knock yourself out yesterday. Tomorrow will be fine. It's all for the best, you say. Somewhere down the line.